Spiritual the Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual the Podcast.
I'm Nikki Renfro Martinez.
And I'm Haley Mappoli.
And welcome to our next episode. So, yeah.
We wonder how you're all doing amidst this coronavirus crisis.
Yeah, it's insane. Me and Haley met up about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And have just been talking about the state of the world and how absolutely insane it is.
And earlier today, we were like, okay, we'll meet quick. We'll do a nice little podcast. Mm-hmm. No.
2 hours later.
Yeah. 2 hours later.
Is that from SpongeBob?
Yeah.
You sound just like the person. Yeah, you guys, it has been a hot mess of a week. And so we met this weekend and didn't end up really podcasting like we originally planned, and then this week happened and we're both teachers.
Yeah,
so the coronavirus has really affected us a lot in that way. Mm-hmm. And for me, my school is, I can't even say all the things. It's insane. So we are sorry that this is coming out late, but we blame it on corona.
Totally blame it on corona.
Yes, it is just so insane.
Yeah. It's affecting everybody so much more than I think people imagine.
Yeah, or letting on.
Yeah, and it's disappointing how, like, shoved under the rug it was so early, because we could have already been in a much better place.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But, like, when you have presidents that are
dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An understatement, to say the least, then.
I was listening to The Daily today, which is like an NPR little news, you know.
I need to listen to NPR, snippet.
Yeah. They're really short and great because it just gives you a little smidgen of what's going on. But they had this morning somebody on who was talking about how China has so greatly decreased their cases. They're actually doing so well because of the way they've handled the situation, the precautions they've taken have gone so far.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad that in being later to the game, like, we didn't get this that early compared to other countries around the world.
Oh my gosh.
That we couldn't have taken those steps early on.
We could have been so prepared.
We could have shut this thing down nice and quick, or at least slowed it down drastically.
Mm-hmm. It's too late.
Yeah. And Nikki's hometown has a lot of school closure.
It's, like, really hard. It's 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's just 9:48 p.m. And, yeah, just getting calls and emails that are like, this is closed. And it's crazy how much it's affecting everyone and everything. And young kids, I teach high school. Mm-hmm. The girls are like, you know, we're not going to get sick. And it's like, yeah, you might not, but you can go home and then your parents will get sick and maybe they'll die, or your grandparents.
Yeah.
You know, it's really crazy.
That's what worries me most too. It's like, I know if I got it in 5 days, I'd be fine.
Yeah.
But the people around you that you could affect,
that's
really
scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not worried about me or us at all.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. So that's why this episode is coming out late.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just corona really just got in the way, but
mm-hmm.
we're going through. And what we're talking about this week is cleansing your space, which I think is so important right now. Mm-hmm. Not that, like, of course, we're not saying cleanse your space and sage your house and, like, you won't get corona and you'll be fine. Like, we're not.
Yeah. We're not. Sancho and
yeah. We're not saying that at all.
No.
But I know that over the last month or so, or a few weeks, I would say a month or so, I've been having so much anxiety over all of this. And it's because I'm letting other energy or other people's energy affect me, and not even letting it, but just the energy of the world right now is so palpable. You can feel the tension and all the things. Yeah, everyone's on edge. So I do think that this would help decrease your stress, because I know whenever I cleanse my house and sage my space and Palo Santo my space, I feel a lot better and I feel more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily about the herbs that you're using. Like, yes, those are important and those are the properties that they have, but it's more about the intention that you have when you're saging or cleansing your space.
Mm-hmm.
You having that intention already makes it a better place, because you're gonna live by that intention.
Right.
So we would come and talk about that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as too much sage or Palo Santo?
I don't think so, but I have Palo Santo in my house all the time. Because I really love the way that it smells.
Okay.
It smells really great.
Yeah. One time, actually, like 2 weeks ago, there was a theater company in here in my space.
Too much.
I walked in and I was like, holy shit. Like, I know that this space has that juju looking.
They saved your space without asking?
It was either sage. Yeah. I think it was Palo Santo because it wasn't sage, but I asked and I was like, whoa, was there something going on there? Like, we were just trying to get it ready. It like hit me in the face so hard when I walked. I had to open the back door.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yes, there is. You can have too much, yeah. I've never sieged it so much for a Palo Santo that much.
And it's a
much.
Big, like, this has such high
This is
ceiling.
Such a big space, yeah.
Like, what were you doing in here?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
I did recently hear on a podcast that, this doesn't really answer your question, but you should always be saging your place before doing Palo Santo.
Oh.
Because if you're trying to cleanse your space,
oh.
Because Palo Santo doesn't cleanse the space.
What does that do?
It brings in good energy and good blessings. So if you're cleansing your space, you want to cleanse it. You don't want to just bring in more stuff.
Right.
Because if it's already clogged, then
that makes sense.
It kind of defeats the purpose.
Okay.
So yeah, you're supposed to really sage before you Palo Santo. But if I recently saged, I'll Palo Santo again just because I really like the way it smells. And
nice.
I like the intention that I set with that. So yeah, so. When cleansing your space, did you have a question? Or was I saying something?
I did think that I never met someone named Sage until I went to college and I worked with a girl named Sage. And it just
like
came into
name.
My mind and thinking, oh, I like that name. And I was like, have I ever met a Sage? And I was like, yeah, I did meet a Sage. She worked with me in college. That's all I was thinking about. I'm glad you could tell.
I like that name a lot.
Yeah.
I really like that name, Sage.
Yeah.
So you can get Sage. So there's a lot of things about cleansing your space right now. Sage, white sage is, what's that word? Endangered.
Oh.
Endangered right now. So you're not supposed to really be buying it the way that people have been buying it.
Okay.
And I don't buy it that often. I bought it once and I bought it in a bundle of a few. And it lasts so long that you really shouldn't need to be buying a lot of it.
Okay.
And I honestly bought mine on Amazon. I did buy sage one time a long time ago from this occult store in Chicago with my friend Lucy. Shout out to Lucy. And I didn't like it.
Okay. So
it didn't smell as great. It didn't burn great. So I got mine from Amazon and I love it. So you get your sage and then when you come to your house or wherever you're saging or cleansing, sage always goes first. So I set it on fire with normally a lighter and I start at the front door of my spaces and would walk around. I usually lift up the sage wand so that the smoke will go around and not like in my face or on me because the point is to cleanse the space. And I mean, you can definitely sage yourself. People do that. You
really?
Can sage yourself, but I also don't love the way sage smells.
It's nice.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It didn't smell bad, but it's not like Palo Santo where I really like the way it smells.
Yeah.
So I personally don't want it in my face. So I'll lift it up and kind of wave it around. And while I'm lighting it, I should say, I will kind of set an intention for what I'm doing. So I would ask the universe or I've read a lot of books where they'll say, call on the archangels or ask God to help do this thing. But you can use literally whatever you want, whatever higher power to help come into the space and cleanse it out. And maybe you don't even have to do that. I should say we're not experts by any means. But I do ask the universe.
I feel like they should know that by now.
Yeah. They should really know that by now. but yeah, I will ask the universe, ask God to come to the space and help cleanse it of anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
Take away anything that shouldn't be there. So I'll set that intention. I also, when I sage or cleanse my space, imagine myself in like a white bubble of light,
okay.
Like a white aura around me, I should say, versus like a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
So just really around my body so that I feel protected during this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do that as well. And so I will keep repeating this intention, whatever I've created, just cleansing the space, bringing in positive energy, getting rid of all the negative stuff as I walk around my house. So I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you're also supposed to open up windows as well.
Okay.
So that the negative energy has a place to go. In the wintertime in Chicago, I don't do that because it's fucking freezing outside.
Right, right.
Or even in the summertime in Chicago, I won't do that if it's super hot. But you're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So I'll start at the front door. and walk around the whole house nice and slow, just repeating his intention, cleansing the space with the sage. Recently, I've been putting on music, but it's not music. It's, what are those things called? Like Tibetan song bowls or sound bowls or...
Yeah.
There's a Spotify playlist that's like Tibetan bowls or something.
Okay.
So I'll put that on because it just kind of helps to bring that like cleansing energy into the space for me. I like that. But you should do whatever resonates for you. So I'll put that on while I'm walking around, staging the space, taking my time, repeating the intention, and moving towards the window so that the energy knows where to go.
Mm-hmm.
After I've saged the space, then I'll take a Palo Santo, I'll light it on fire, and then I will do the exact same thing. But instead of asking the universe to come and cleanse the space, I'll ask the universe to bring in good blessings to my house, to my family,
mm-hmm.
to anyone that comes into the space. And I'll do the exact same thing where I'm walking around nice and slow and waving the Palo Santo stick in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I really like the way it smells, I'm trying to cleanse the space, not necessarily myself. So I want it to be in the space. I want the smoke to be in the space versus on me.
Right.
So that's normally what I do.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's cool.
Yeah, I don't do it as often as I would like. I would like to do it once a week.
Nice.
But I don't do it once a week by any means.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's so cool. And back to the sage, just a quick question.
Yeah.
Does it have to be white sage?
No. There's,
okay.
So there's so many different kinds of sages. I don't know that much about the options. On a recent podcast I listened to called So You Think You're Intuitive. It's this new podcast and I'm really loving
it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a good time. You should listen to it.
Yeah.
She was talking about protecting yourself and protecting your space and grounding yourself. And she was saying like, it doesn't need to be sage. It's more about the intention that you're setting while you're doing it. But it could be, I'm not sure what she mentioned. I think Eucalyptus was one of them. Eucalyptus.
Oh yeah.
Not Eucalyptus.
I was like, what's that?
Eucalyptus. Nice. She mentioned something else that it could be.
Sweet.
So it does not have to be sage.
Okay.
But it can be. And that's what it's traditionally done with. But it does not have to be, especially with it being endangered and maybe not being able to find it.
Right.
So often and readily ready to go. Yeah,
okay.
But I really enjoy cleansing the space. And I think it's just a really nice ritual to have to just really ground yourself.
Yeah.
Especially in times of stress.
Yeah.
So again, this isn't going to kill viruses, but I do think that it helps you feel better. And right now, so much that's going on is fear and panic.
Right.
And if you could do something that could help yourself and help those that live with you.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Any little bit helps. Yeah. I really enjoy doing it. And I just noticed that the energy of the world is getting onto me more than it normally has. And I think part of that is me being more intuitive and being more open to connecting with all this energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I also need to remind myself to ground myself and cleanse myself and not let that energy get into my space. And this is one way that you can cleanse yourself or your house. And
I really like that.
We should do your new space.
I really
We should do the space before you leave.
We should. We should do it like ASAP because I still got a little while.
We said we were
going to
do the space and then we haven't. But we will.
Yeah.
We'll cleanse Haley's space.
Yeah.
Sage it. Woo-hoo. Post onto it. We
can take a little video.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
An instructional
video. We totally should.
Yeah. Yeah. But you'll definitely be doing it and I'll be videotaping. Watching me try it would just be like.
That would be funny. We should do that too. But yeah, it's just crazy.
That's good.
It's so necessary to cleanse your space and cleanse your energy.
Yeah.
On the podcast that I was listening to, there's just so many ways to do that. She's talking about sage and Palo Santo. Another way to cleanse your space, something that I haven't tried, but I always wanted to try, but I haven't because I have a dog, so salt is supposed to be really cleansing.
Oh.
So you could take little bowls of water and put salt in it and put it into different corners of your house. This is something that I really want to do at my parents' house because I get bad juju there. and my mom asked me to do it, but they have a dog. And So.
Yeah, it's hard.
I don't want to do it with dogs around because that gives me anxiety and that's just not good for them. But
Right.
That's important. And I've noticed when I think this goes more for my intention setting, but when we go out of town, Jose, or when we went to, where was that? Indiana.
Oh yeah.
I didn't cleanse the space and then I had bad dreams. So when me and Jose were in Portugal, we had bad dreams the first night.
Yeah.
Both really scary stuff. And then when we were in,
South
Indiana.
Bend. Yeah.
me and Jose both had scary dreams about three old ladies inside the house that we were staying in.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. Because we didn't talk about anything. Yeah, it was scary. But yeah. We were like, okay, I should have cleansed the space. And I didn't. So now I make a note to always bring my stuff with me.
Yeah. But, I'm just picturing, though, the Airbnb host coming back and be like,
yeah. What the hell? So that's why I normally don't do it. Yeah. Because it gives me, I'm just scared.
Yeah.
It gives me anxiety to
right.
mess up someone else's place. Not yeah. that.
Because like, you're welcome.
Messing it up. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You would think that they would be appreciative, but you just never know.
Yeah.
But our second day in Portugal, so that first night happened, we had our scary dreams. The next day, I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll open up the windows and sage everything because nice. I got to have a good night's
sleep.
So
did you go and find sage?
No, there? I bring it with me. But okay. I'll put it by my bed, by our bed, mm-hmm. instead of lighting it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, nope. Not I have to light it. But I don't know if it's necessarily the sage and all of that. So in my own house, so I have sage, my parents' house and Jose's parents' house mm-hmm. when we stayed there. And I still had bad juju.
Yeah.
And bad dreams and all that stuff
mm-hmm.
at both of our places. But at my house, I realized that when I'm meditating or when I'm like trying to connect to spirit and all that like woo-woo stuff. Sorry if you don't like this, but we do. So
yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine a white light around me. And in my house, I imagine that white light radiating and filling up the entire space.
Mm.
So it's like protecting the entire house. And I never have bad juju in my own house.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel very safe and grounded there.
Mm.
And I don't do that. I very recently realized that I do that when I meditate, like unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that when I'm in other spaces.
That's interesting.
So I wonder if that has to do with it. Because I do think it's more about the intention that you're setting.
Yeah.
And the energy that you're bringing around you versus having to, you know, light these sage and Palo Santos and blowing smoke around. As much as I think that they help and I think that they're important and I will continue to do them, I think it's
yeah
the intention you set with it.
Right.
That really does the magic.
That makes sense.
So yeah, during this time, sage the shit out of yourself.
Yeah,
and hopefully
light
it'll
make
you feel better.
Yeah.
I know this weekend I'm going to stage my house after
seriously.
Week, but I need to get through tomorrow first, and then I can do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Anything helps. All this anxiety, I've just been really trying to connect with my breath, and
yeah,
I need to take a yoga class, but I don't have time. And even then, it's, you know, I go to yoga classes because I want the teacher to touch me and give me massages and hands-on assists.
Yep.
But I'll have to go and be like, you know, don't touch me. Yeah. Yeah, that's upsetting. Yeah.
Well, now I feel like also yoga teachers just probably won't. Like, they'll probably
That's what
like,
I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's not an option.
Yeah. Because you don't know who you're going to make uncomfortable with it, too. Who, like, didn't remember to say, hey, don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But doesn't want to be touched.
Or even, not even that. Maybe they want to be touched, but maybe they have germs. And me touching that person and then touching another person, that's spreading the germ. You know, it's too risky of a time to even take that chance. And it's not worth it. Why are you laughing?
Because I just thought of this video.
You're so ignorant.
Girl. Sorry.
Licking the wall.
The wall at Disneyland. Yeah, the window for like 5 minutes. She's just licking it all over. But then also, I forgot to tell you that today.
Oh,
at
no.
Oh, the sweetheart, new girl named Aja, like raised her hand and was like, Nyshawn keeps trying to lick me. And I was like, Nyshawn, like of
like,
all the
times. Did you know about Corona?
It's all they're talking about in school too. And I was like, why would you? And he was like, oh no, I didn't. I was like,
kids are so gross.
I was just like, why? Oh. Like this is why we're all sick. Because you just feel
this
like
is why we're all sick.
Also, I still remember when I was, it was like last year when I was going home for the holidays and I was seeing this really like sweet woman and her daughter, like having the time of their lives in the airport together. And I was like, oh, like a little bit of baby fever. I was like, okay, it'd be so nice to have a daughter. And then I got on the plane and in front of me sat this child who would not stop licking his mother's
arm. Oh, you told me about this.
Yes.
And you just watched.
And I was like, I'm fine. I felt like dad was like, here you go, watch this. Like,
yeah.
But here it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
you told me about that. Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like trying so hard. I knew what she was doing. I was like, she's trying to ignore him so that he realizes he's not getting attention. He's stopping.
No,
and he
being
never stopped
child.
Until she was finally like, cut it out. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, 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 no.
Nope.
No,
yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah. And if you let your kids lick you, they will try and lick other people. That's unacceptable.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I guess so. I let Mocha lick me, and she tries to lick everyone.
Yeah.
So I guess it's true.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Mocha, your babe.
Yes. Well, before we sign off, we should say that you should listen to our last episode if you haven't already.
Yeah.
But we're not going to Spain.
We're not going to Spain.
But travel is still so important. That's another reason we're sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
So sad.
Yes. It is actually really sad.
It is.
But we know that our problems are first world problems. And
We're
not really.
Totally.
We're not trying to complain about them because we know that we're blessed and lucky to be where we are. And
right.
We are safe and our families are safe. And
exactly.
We're informed and we're doing all the things that we can be doing.
Yeah.
But we're still sad we can't go to Spain.
Right.
We're sad that this is happening in the world.
Oh, totally.
Prevent us from going.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hope it's done soon. We'll see.
I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think so either. We're being way too slow about it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if any of you guys listening are like really high up in government, like federal government,
like
do
the CDC.
Even they, like, they're, like, I don't know. I feel like they don't even have real control over policy.
No, they don't. They're telling
opinion.
They're telling all the things you have to do, and they're like, nah.
Yeah.
We're going to do
no.
It's better for the stocks.
Right.
But yeah.
He's like, no, everything's fine.
I wanted to be a doctor for the CDC. I wanted to be an infectious disease doctor. I thought that's just so cool. I still think it's so cool and so interesting.
It's too late. I'm kidding, it's too late, but you have other goals now.
Yeah.
It's not too late,
but that's not the goal anymore. But yeah, before we sign off, we should talk about the drinks that we had.
Yes. Just a couple TJ's wines. They're not Trader Joe's brand, but they were purchased at Trader Joe's. Let me start with the white because it's right here. The white is called Picton Bay, and it's Sauvignon Blanc, product of New Zealand, which I think last time was when we were also talking about the Oyster Bay, which is a
Sauvignon
Blanc.
We were talking about Oyster Bay.
Yeah, and I really, really like that. And I'm getting more into. I don't often drink white wine.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't. But I've been getting kind of into it just here and there when I feel like something a little crisper.
Yeah.
Also, I made my first spritz this weekend. Alyssa and Connor brought their little new pup over.
I saw on Instagram.
Yes, and it was a really, it made me, because it was such a beautiful day on Sunday. That was a plus. That was a happy time.
Like, you want to have a dog?
No. But it made me want to drink more spritzes.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, I love dogs. I just know that. My dog wouldn't get enough attention with where I'm at right now.
One day.
Yeah. And the red that we were drinking was called La Sonriente, and it was Garnacha.
Is it a Spanish red wine?
Yeah, which it always says when it's a Garnacha, really, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think so. And
in honor of Spain.
I know. Makes me a little sad, but it was really good. I liked it.
I liked it. I like the way it looks.
Yeah, and we
and
ate nachos with it, and I felt like that was a good pairing.
It was a really good pairing. I liked it. I mean, nachos any day.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. But I learned that Nikki doesn't like jalapenos, which I never knew. How did I not know that?
Weird.
I know. They're not. They're amazing. I kicked myself for not ordering extra.
They're peppers.
Peppers.
And the texture of peppers, I don't like.
You don't like
any
red
peppers.
Peppers or what? Banana peppers?
I don't eat them. I like the flavor that they add to things.
Okay.
Like jalapenos, I like the flavor that they add, but I won't eat them.
Oh, so you like pick it out after you've cooked with it?
Yes.
Interesting.
And also on Saturday, was it Saturday? Yes.
Yeah.
We went to Del Toro.
Yes.
We were originally going to
Record
our podcast, and then we didn't end up doing that, but we got berry jalapeno margaritas.
Yes, I love them.
Yeah, we've been there before.
Yeah.
They're amazing. It's a place in Pilsen on Halstead,
mm-hmm.
and always highly recommend that place. Their tacos are really great. Their ceviche is really great.
Service
is
great.
Yeah, the service
chill,
great.
But like on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you go during even close to a busy time, you won't get seated.
Right.
So just know that you have to go early.
And they have a patio now, is that right?
They're going to have so they have a patio and it's open in the summertime.
Okay. That's nice to know too.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's new. That's super new. But yeah, Del Toro is always highly recommended.
Yeah.
Recommended to anyone in this area.
Yeah. That was so nice.
But yeah. Their margaritas are really good.
Yeah.
Like all the flavors. I've had a lot of their flavors.
Yeah, I did. I had the berry jalapeno, and then I had something. Oh, and then I just had jalapeno.
And you just had jalapeno.
And it was like, I think we decided that maybe the last time we had mm-hmm. anything with jalapeno there, the sauce was a little spicier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this time wasn't that spicy.
Right, but that was fine. It was still a great margarita, like well done. Margarita.
Yes.
Yeah.
Their mango one's really good. Mm-hmm. The passion fruit one's really good. Mm-hmm. Their strawberry one's really good. Like, ooh. I normally get the strawberry one.
Okay.
But the berry jalapeno one's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's like a mix of everything and then spice.
It's really nice.
But yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't like fruity spicy.
Yeah. You like things more dry.
Yeah.
Like and like yeah. not so sweet.
Now I know I love like tahine with mango. So that's, yeah. I think that's kind of like changing that's a my good one. Drink palette a little bit. I like it. It's a good change.
We should go back to, we went to Pilsen. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long ago that was. It feels like yesterday, but yeah. it was a long time ago.
That was after we taught this salsa lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was in the summertime, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's crazy. But crazy. They have a mango chili drink.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember? It was so incredibly spicy.
That was so spicy.
But it's really good.
Was it usually that spicy, though?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I just know that sometimes it's spicy, really spicy. Like it. And some one really time spicy. I had it and it wasn't that spicy.
Okay.
But it's really good. Yeah. And it's mango and like chili
yeah.
powder. I don't really know, mm-hmm. but it's really good. Pilsen has a lot of great places.
Yeah, it really does. I love this neighborhood.
I do too.
I was recently trying to find roomies for my new place, and I was like, it was so easy to be like, this is such an amazing place
yeah.
to be. Like,
I mean, Pilsen yeah. is so, it's not up and coming. Like, it has came.
It came.
yeah. it yeah. is great, and yeah. everyone wants to be here.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
And people are kind. Like, and that was mm-hmm. another thing I loved about Hyde Park too, that I feel like when I go to other neighborhoods, maybe it's just because I don't live in other neighborhoods, so it's not the same mm-hmm. kind of feeling. But I feel the same way as I did in Hyde Park in that mm-hmm. when you see people on the street, even if you don't know them, you like nod and say
yeah,
hello.
You smile
like,
and yeah. yeah. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much for tuning into our
yeah.
mini but not so mini episode, and we'll catch you next time.
Yes. Have
Bye.
A good one. Bye. Be safe. Wash your hands.
Yes. Don't touch people.
Yeah.
Don't lick.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Yeah. Bye. How do we turn this off?
I don't know.
Shit.